This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. You can stream us on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Coming up at 7:45, your chance to win Caps-Rangers tickets. Game 3, that's the first home game for the Washington Capitals.
Mm-hmm. Friday night.
Can I give you a quick update on the weekend? Because I know you guys, we've been talking about it. So, big win for Maris. They advanced into the playoffs. Big. They won four straight cakes down the stretch.
Very good. It's a heater. Love it.
Big win over VMI, and you got a lot of respect to VMI. That kind of used to be a perennial like down program, but I think they found a way to win six or seven games this year. And whoever won was advancing to the playoffs. So props to them. I will say there's a lot of Northern Virginia folks that go to VMI. Quite a few came up to say hello.
Imagine.
I wasn't expecting it, to be honest with you, by any stretch.
Not just that far away.
It's like 2.5-3 hours away, but it makes sense you draw from this area, but I just wasn't expecting it, right? They kept coming up at different times. And I have to say this, I wish Dravy was here. One mother who listens, she's about our age, it looks like. Mm-hmm. She said her husband got her listening. And when everybody was kind of stuck at home, she just started watching us every day on the show.
Good.
You know, and she's addicted to the show.
We made her life better. That's all we did.
She actually said we saved her marriage.
Ooh, look at that.
We might have saved her marriage because her and her husband bond over the show.
Oh, interesting.
And here's the other thing she said. Valdez, I hope your ears are perking up. She called me the Richard Gere of the Junkies.
Oh, really? The Richard Gere of the Junks.
Now, I'm taking that as a compliment. I don't really know what that means.
Yeah. Richard Gere, super handsome dude.
But I'll take that
sure
as a compliment.
Of course.
So, was he married to Julia Roberts
in real life?
No, Richard that was Gere. The movie, right?
Yeah,
that was,
you're thinking Pretty Woman.
Who was he married to, though? Cindy Crawford. I knew he was married to somebody silly.
I think you're correct.
I'm not surprised.
There are also some weird rumors about Richard Gere and
rumors have been around for 30 years.
You know, I don't know. You could look up that.
If not longer. I know that rumor. That's a weird rumor.
And then I also want to give a shout out to my youngest daughter's 15-year-old team. They finished runner-up. They almost won. They were basically 2-3 points away from winning the entire thing there in Philadelphia. Finished runner-up out of, in their division, there were 72 teams, I think. They finished second.
Very good.
So they had a great showing. I raced from VMI to Philly to catch their matches on Sunday. I'm going to say this, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way. I could never go to VMI. God bless all those kids that have the courage and the nuts, because that place is just kind of start. There's just like not a lot there. Frankly, this is my opinion. Eric Bickle, no one else's. It looks like a prison. I just don't know. It doesn't look like a place where you have fun.
Okay? Oh, I'm sure that's not.
And those guys all come out of there tough, I'm sure.
Yep. I mean, when military institute is part of your name,
it doesn't look like a fun place.
I'm going to guess it's not the funnest place.
Yeah. No.
It's not like going to Florida State.
Yeah, there's no keg parties.
Yeah, it's not like
honestly, I don't know what they're doing for fun.
You're not at Florida
you got to have a certain mental makeup to tolerate
but
that.
But I'll
to
be
go
honest
there.
With you. So when the guys showed up early, like the guys were, you know, they got off their bus and they went in, they changed whatever, and they walk out to the fields. I was trying to find a latrine. I was trying to find a bathroom, and there were no bathrooms anywhere near. It was a friggin' hype. And there's all these guys within the camouflage and the back in it, and they all have these guns. Like, everyone's walking around with guns. And honestly, I don't even know if they're real guns, toy guns. I don't know what they are. I don't even know if they're loaded. I know nothing. Right? I couldn't know less. But all I know is I had to pee. I mean, we were having a tailgate. People had to pee. And I was afraid if I could pull my my Jimmy Johnson out, they're going to snipe me from somewhere. You know, you got to go to the right place. So I walked like this hike to the latrine, and I saw these poor kids. They were there for their early, 9 a.m. call or whatever, and they had to do their little exercises. I'm telling you.
Right.
There wasn't one of them that had a smile.
Well, here's your list.
There wasn't one of them that looked like they were happy.
Here's your unofficial list of unfun schools.
Yeah.
We'll lead with VMI, because you're talking about
it
now.
But I'm saying
VMI
respect to them for going there.
Of course, of course. VMI, Navy, Army, Air Force Academy, the Citadel, and I'll throw BYU in there because you can't party at BYU, allegedly. You can't drink caffeine. You can't do anything fun.
Right.
So that's my unofficial list.
No, those kids are all tough. I'm not disparaging it. No. I'm just saying and one parent told me that they went into the bathroom and there were like 50 kids all just hanging out, hiding. They were essentially hiding.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't sound.
Well, there's
like
a cadet
a
program at Virginia Tech. I mean, it used to be a military school, but there's probably 2,000 or 3,000 cadets at Tech.
Yeah. I mean, we need them,
and we need them. Thank God.
Thank God for every single one of them. Every single one of them is tougher than me.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. 100%.
Tougher than me, mentally, physically, everything. I'm probably a little bit more handsome. It's called the Richard Gere of the junkies. Carrying that with me for a few days.
You've mentioned that at least 2 to 3 times now.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my
hopefully
weekend.
You don't have the same alleged fetish as Richard Gere. We'll just leave it at that. Because that would be strange.
Right.
And we would joan. There would be a lot of joaning if you did that.
I really don't have any weird fetishes. I don't think.
Well, certainly not like that one.
No.
I wouldn't think.
Oh, man, I just Googled that.
Is this news to you?
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
This is news to you, Valdez?
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
I mean, that rumor predates, obviously all social media. That was a rumor back in the 80s.
Why did he do that?
Well, we don't know that he did do that, but it was.
Why did he allegedly do this?
Because it might feel silly.
Might feel silly.
It might feel silly. They don't knock it till
you try. When did that come out?
That rumor? I had to have been in the 80s.
It looks like it says it's a terrible 90s rumor.
90s, okay.
Doesn't mean it's not
true.
He
hates that rumor. Yeah. He hates it.
Did you find out what the other guys were in the group? So she said you were the Richard Gere of the junkies.
Once he got that
compliment.
Yeah, I wasn't interested
in
you guys.
He wasn't fishing for any others.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to get a compliment for you.
How long did it take you to get from VMI to Philly? 4.5, 5 hours?
5 hours. And oh, I didn't even mention this. So Jason always talks about 81, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
a disaster.
Certainly I've been on 81 before.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've been on it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, when I went from VMI, I left the tailgate early because I wanted to get to Philly. I got to Philly, left at 3, I got there around 8:15. I was about an hour on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason always talks about these 18-wheelers.
Sure.
Trucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, they're 18-wheelers on 95, but I don't know. For some reason, it seems maybe because it's only
two lanes.
Maybe that's why it just seems a little more compressed. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. The traffic was moving fine. No complaints on traffic from when I was going. But sure as S, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, an 18-wheeler just started plowing into me. He just started changing lanes right into me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the left lane. I was in the passing lane.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of slowly passing everyone. And there's nowhere for me to go, so I just lay on my horn, slam on my brakes. I'm not going to swerve. I still maintain poise.
Mm-hmm.
And by the grace of God, he heard my horn, and he slowly went back over. But he tried to take me out.
They do it all the time.
Tried to take me out.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it was a whisker. It was a lurch papa, short hair from knocking me off the road.
They do it all the time.
That's how close they were.
They're awful drivers.
He just drifted right over. It wasn't like it was like, how somebody's like being kind of wimpy and saying, hey, don't get too close. No, he was changing lanes right into me.
Mm-hmm.
Almost pulling
that's
you.
Happened
you're
to
in
me
the no zone.
It's happened to me a bunch of times.
You got to avoid the no zone.
Which is?
There's a blind spot on every.
I was in his blind spot, but I was just passing. I was in a left lane. I wasn't expecting, you know.
Well, he obviously
was,
didn't.
He wasn't, certainly was in. One
he
of
obviously wasn't paying attention to you if you were, you know,
before
50
that,
feet back.
Yeah, he wasn't because he would know. He obviously didn't really look because we all have blind spots, but you're able to kind of look a little extra to get past your blind. We know how to get around the blind spot. I have a blind spot.
Everybody does.
Yeah,
well, this
it.
Is the worst part about those drivers, those truckers, all right? If they're in the right lane and they're going and there's a trucker in front of them, they want they're going too slow, so they want to speed by them. Well, it takes them forever to bypass another truck.
Yeah.
Because they're just too heavy and big. They can't just get by them in 2 seconds like a regular car could. So especially when they are going up hills and they slow down, you could be behind those freaking trucks for 7 to 10 miles and they take forever to get back to the right lane. They should be fined every time they're in the left lane.
We have a lot of experience with it, obviously.
Oh, they're the worst drivers in the country.
When you always complain about 81, I always hear you talking about the nightmare drive.
Yeah, it's a terrible road.
Okay. Is that because of the trucks or because of the traffic or both?
Well, it's mostly because of the trucks, but the trucks cause the traffic. Now, every once in a while, you'll get a slow driver in the left lane, too, that's just clueless, and they just don't understand they need to get over the slower lane.
Right.
But the trucks are the reason that the traffic is so bad.
Yeah, well, it was my first experience, and frankly, I didn't understand what the big to-do was, and then all of a sudden, the sun...
But there's also usually a billion accidents on 81. I've talked to people who have been sitting on 81 for 10 hours because of an accident.
Brutal.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this is the bad road.
So 81 is where people, like if your kid goes to JMU, Virginia Tech, obviously VMI...
Yeah, Radford goes all the way to, I don't know how far it goes into Tennessee.
But that's
goes,
not the road you drive to go to UVA. That's a different one. Right?
That's 64.
Yeah, 64 I've been on.
Yeah.
81 maybe only two or three times. I can't really remember.
You're lucky.
Well, this is a different note, but I was driving the ICC this morning, and I was doing my standard 65 to 70. That's my sweet spot. And it's, you know, speed limit there is 60. So say I'm doing 68. A guy flew by me. I didn't even see him coming. Like I was driving in reverse. He blew by me at like 100.
A car, not a motorcycle.
Not a motorcycle, which is shocking because a motorcycle, you hear it, you're like, you hear it coming up on you. The car was silent, but it blew by me. Like I felt like I was like in a spaceship or watching a spaceship take off next to me. I was like, well, I mean, if that dude takes all his eyes off the road for half a second, he's going to run me off the road in my little Hot Wheels car, and I'm going to be dead.
Right.
And through no fault of my own. why are you driving 110 miles an hour at 4:45 in the morning? I guess because you can, because there's nobody out
there.
There's
nobody else out there, yeah.
There's no police.
The guys,
there's
nothing. But it just takes a deer.
Yeah, deer. If he hits a deer.
He's dead.
He's dead. Deer blown to a billion pieces. I swerve out of the way. I'm probably dead.
The guys with the biggest balls are those guys in the motorcycles that go 100 and they just weave in between the cars.
Yeah, I mean, that's
like
insanity.
It's pure insanity.
All right, we wanted to get into the Caps. We'll do it coming up in the next segment. They lose game one, only 21 shots against the Rangers, fall 4-1. I just went back and checked. Our poll of the day on Friday was whether the Caps would steal game one, which they didn't. But the majority of the fans thought yes, they were going to steal game one. It was 59%. They were going to steal game one. Where's your confidence level now after game one? Look, all the home teams won in the Eastern Conference, so it wasn't just the Rangers winning a home game. And in the season series, which was 2-2 in the regular season, the Rangers won both home games, and the Caps won both home games. So, are you moved by what you saw or no big deal? We'll take your calls next at 800-636-106.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Seven. All right, we opened the show talking a little bit about the Washington Capitals. Game one yesterday, 3 o'clock in New York. They end up losing to the Rangers 4-1. It was 0-0 after the first period, but then there was just a barrage of goals, three goals in
basically
a two-minute span.
Yeah, I was so frustrated, by the way, at the way the second period unfolded that I decided to try to switch up the game's mojo, which, of course, I know has no bearing on what I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're drinking?
No. I decided to just get up and go to Safeway to get stuff for dinner.
Oh, in the middle of the game?
Yeah, no. In the second intermission.
Oh, okay. Right.
Before the third period. I was like, maybe this tilts things in the Caps' favor. Didn't have any impact, but I felt like I needed to shake things up.
Did you post a picture with your daughter?
No.
Or was that an old picture?
That was an old pic from back in like 2012. My wife posted that from a previous Caps playoff run.
Yeah, your beard looked different. I was like, I don't know. You look different in the picture that I saw.
Yeah, well, yeah, younger, JP.
I guess that's what it was.
That would be the move.
I guess you still had a little gray stubble in the beard.
Younger flakes in the picture.
But it maybe looked thicker or something about the beard looked different. I was like,
the beard was definitely thicker because that was in deep into a playoff run.
Okay, right. I did like a double take. I was like, 99.9% sure that's cakes,
also,
but something looks different.
But the coloring of the beard looked kind of like M&M's before the grays started coming in.
Okay.
It was dark.
I knew something was different about that picture.
Were you coloring it?
No, but
just was.
It was natural, but it was before the grays started seeping in like the goatee area.
Right.
Anyway.
Were you kind of grasping when the Rangers scored three quick?
Yeah.
And then the Caps scored pretty quick after the third goal.
There was 3-1, there was a bit of grasping after
then you started to grasp a little bit.
I started to grasp a little bit, but then as I settled in after my grocery store run, there was like 9 or 10 minutes left in the game, and I was just watching it. The Caps weren't putting any pressure on Igor. At that point, Laviolette's system is just going to choke you out. It's not going to give you any opportunities.
Right.
And that's the way it ultimately played out.
So beyond scoring goals, they need to take more shots. Carberry talked about this after the game. They averaged just 26.5 shots per game entering the playoffs, which was 30th out of 32 teams. And on Sunday, they had 21 shots against the Rangers. I will say I bumped my percentage down from 48% chance to 36% chance to win the series. But to me, it's one game. Your goal, generally speaking, in the playoffs, when you have a 7-game series, is win one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now it's kind of a must-win, as EB said. I'm not going to call it a must-win because you're not eliminated.
By the way, I've gone from 30% to 12.
Down to 12.
Yeah, your percentage is
cakes, where are you at?
I mean, I was at 20% before it started.
Now it's 13.
I mean, when you get smoked, it's hard to have confidence.
I'll knock them down to about 13.5%.
So right around with EB.
Yeah.
12 and 13 and a half. But Jason was at 3, so where are you at?
1.6.
If they get a split,
basically
if they
cut
get
in
a
half.
Split, my 13 and a half will rock it up probably to a number that starts with a 3 minimum.
There you go.
30%.
So one of your view, 800-636-1067. Look, wasn't a great game for the Capitals. This has been a problem all season long. They don't score goals. They got to win games 1-0, 2-1. They're just not going to score a ton of goals, and they end up losing 4-1.
And also, if you're a Caps fan, you have to be concerned with the bodies that they're losing on the defensive side. Iorio goes into the boards yesterday. A lot of people thought that should have been a penalty. I would be shocked if he comes back. You know, they're already
look good. They're already
down Sandin and Jensen. Like, it's becoming a who's available at this point for the Caps, you know, to play in these games. And Iorio has less than 10 games of NHL experience. So he's He's kind of learning on the fly. Mm-hmm. I thought Carberry kind of grilled him, too, because he was asked about the hit. Carberry's response was, it was borderline, right? Young player, I feel bad for him because he puts himself in a tough spot. Probably needs to move the puck quicker there and just get it out of his hands. Mm. Then he hangs onto it or bobbles it. So I just saw it in my feed. That's the only look. So I'll have to look at it again. So kind of tough on the guy who
he's kind of blaming him.
Got pushing the boards, yeah.
Yeah.
And hurt his shoulder.
But Carberry didn't like the way that he was dealing with the puck, clearly. And then it led to obviously that was the second goal, I believe.
Ovi didn't have an official shot on goal. He said after the game, we all understand it's the playoffs. Forget about this one and move forward. Let's go to the phones. Who's up?
They do have the experience of that.
I was a little shocked to see it's fourth time he's been held shotless in a playoff game. So it's happened before. This isn't the first time.
All right, let's go to Chris in Upper Marlboro. Hey, Chris. Chris has been on hold for a long time. Hey, buddy.
I have been waiting all night to talk to you boys about this game. And I think you guys are analyzing this game completely wrong.
Good. Right.
Okay.
Good.
I'm a diehard Caps fan.
Good.
This is why I say that. We started off the game without Nick Jensen because of a dirty hit a couple games ago that was not called a penalty. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
LaPierre yesterday is coming up the ice. He's slashed. The puck is taken away from him. The whistle is blown. Lafreniere comes in and shoulders him as hard as he can. Pacioretty comes in and cross-checks him. There should have been coincidental minors, and we should have been on the power play. We came back. We're 4-on-4.
Mm. Yeah, I was surprised too. That surprised me.
Okay, Wilson gets a penalty called on him for touching a guy as he falls down in front of Charlie Lindgren.
Mm.
Terrible call. Then Iorio gets hit. 3 seconds later, they score a goal.
Right.
No call. It was a direct. The penalty was a direct. The goal was a direct result of the penalty. And then 2 minutes later, Beck Valenstein gets hit in the face with a high stick, and the puck goes in. There's two.
It actually wasn't a high stick. It was Rempe's elbow that caught him, and then I guess the ref just didn't feel like it was worthy of a penalty.
Okay, that's elbowing. Then.
Look, as a Caps fan, I wish all these calls had gone their way. I'm with you.
I would too. So really, we lost the game 2-1.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, whatever makes you sleep at night, I get it.
The refs in that game should be suspended and not allowed to ref again in the playoffs. They were beyond terrible.
Let me ask you a question.
Beyond
are
terrible.
You a guy that always is on the refs? Because some guys are just always on the refs.
I wish that they would actually call cross-checking in hockey and get that out of the sport. So, that Alexiev penalty against us was garbage, the holding call. But if we commit a penalty, I'm all for calling us for it. I'm not above being called a penalty on us. But they were, it was not even close. They were getting away with so much dirty stuff. I mean, Truba hit Sonny Milano in the open ice, and Truba is the guy who injured Sonny Milano a couple weeks ago in an open ice hit that wasn't called. So I'm just sick of the officiating.
I will say this.
We have to win these games 2-1, right?
Yeah.
That's how we play. And our style is, while it may look like they are playing better than us, our style is to frustrate a team so that they do something stupid and we can counterpunch them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is the Cap style of winning. But if the refs won't call the penalties and then they score a goal right afterwards, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple, you clearly know more about it than I do, but there were a couple of penalties that were called that I kind of shook my head at. And, of course, the Iorio into the boards I thought should have been called. But it was 6-5 in penalties. I mean, they called the Rangers for 6, the mm-hmm. Caps for 5. A lot of those were in the early part of the game. You know, maybe they'll be a little bit, better in game 2. But I really thought that it was because the Rangers were just better. And they're just not going to give you any easy plays, especially on power plays. So Caps just have to play better. All right, maybe the referees have to be better, but the Caps have to play much better.
Carberry said after the game, it's no secret we've struggled all year, but we've got to find ways to create more on the interior. We've got to skate out of pressure. We've got to keep pucks off the yellow. We continually just rim pucks around. We've got to do a better job offensively.
Yep.
And it sounds like, yeah, he agrees.
All right, let's go to Tony in Manassas.
What's up, Tony?
Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, that last gentleman's got a lot of good points there, but I don't know. I've been coaching over 40 years. Beefing with referees and complaining about them has never gotten me anywhere.
Right.
But
usually backfires.
And by the way, our power play was non-existent in that game, and so if you get the chances that you get a power play, you got to cash them in against this team because their power play is extremely good. But to me, the real reason I think things happen, and that's 2 minutes shift or 2 minutes out there, three goals. That's a big problem, right? But the other thing is you have to understand that you fight and you crawl and you scratch to get that home ice advantage because of the following. Laviolette gets the last line change. It's a chess match out there.
Right.
Carberry put out his guys.
He matches up.
And it's a big, valuable tool. I've used it forever. Every coach does. And you want to make sure you get certain people out there certain times. You guys remember Beagle, right? Jeff Beagle. Years and years, second in the NHL, only to Patrice Bergeron, his faceoff wins. Mm. That's control the puck, control the game. But there's a lot of the technical side of this that if you get the right guys out there and you're on your home ice, you probably got a much better chance of being successful than the guy who got to hopefully get his people on after the play goes on and you start. It's a problem, but they got to shoot the puck. I mean, all this fancy pants stuff. I mean, Carberry said it. I mean, they're not getting enough shots. So here's what I would tell my guys, right? My high school team. It's really simple, boys. If you get the puck, shoot it, okay? If you don't have the puck, go to the net and get the rebound. And they're waiting for that next pass that, they tried. That the Rangers, they stuffed the house, the middle of the ice, especially at the crease. So you just got to shoot pucks and go get the rebounds and, do the clean up the garbage, as we say, and just, just keep grinding.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate that.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Jay Beagle, not Jeff. Jeff didn't sound
when
right.
He said Jeff, that didn't hit me right.
Yeah.
The one instance of passing up shots yesterday that just kind of jumped out at me was Sonny Milano gets the puck, and he's, 8 feet away from Igor. He's got a wide open shot. He tries to make the extra pass across the goal mouth. Nobody's home. It's like that's one where I know that when the coaching staff is going over the tape of this game,
they'll say something.
That's going to have the laser pointer on it 100 times saying, you've got to take the shot. You got to rip one here. Maybe you get a good rebound. Maybe you beat Igor. Like, that's a shot that you can't pass up going forward, I would assume.
All right, let's go one more. Let's go to Andrew in Richmond. Hey, Andrew, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, man.
Second time calling in. Actually, the first time getting in, so big fan.
Thank you.
The thing is that, like, the two calls that were missed, the boarding call, it should have been the elbow call, but we deserve to lose.
Mm-hmm.
That's point blank.
Go ahead.
Shooting the puck, definitely. And Ovi needs to be selfish. He's trying to pass too much, I think. I don't know why. He needs to shoot more. And then you're 0-for-5 on the penalty or on the power play. You can't complain about it. Even those two calls that should have been called that led to their goals.
Are you anti-slingshot like Cakes?
Anti-slingshot? What do you mean?
Well, the way that they bring the puck into the power play zone.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that. I don't know why.
Trust me, I'm not the only Caps fan that hates it. There's a lot of Caps fans.
I am like the Rat Center in Landover. Dump it in, forecheck, get the puck, gather, and then you have your power play.
He wants to dump and chase.
And then really quickly, I just want to say I went to Radford. Yeah. I grew up in Calvert County, Maryland, and I drove 81 to Radford on breaks, 6.5-hour drive, whatever. You can't slowly pass people on the left lane on 81.
I was just chilling.
Aggressively pass people on the left lane because tractor trailers will crush you.
Yes.
Yeah, I learned.
I always speed by them.
You got to zoom past them.
I mean, I was just driving like I normally drive.
All right, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, that obviously wasn't going to work.
Well, hey. One time I was so pissed off at a driver. There was a tractor trailer in the right lane and a tractor trailer in the left lane. And I got up on their butts and I was high beaming the guy on the left lane because he was going so slow. He was so pissed at me. He stayed there for 20 miles.
Wow. Right.
That's he was just had to suck it up.
He was just bitter at me. He said, you know what? F you. I'm going to stay here. Right. And it was 20 miles.
Right.
I'm so pissed.
You're stuck driving 70.
Oh, it's probably less
did
than
you
that.
Stop, did you stop doing that? Did that change your behavior at all? Like, no. Or do you still high beam people when you get frustrated and
yeah,
all that?
Well, I mean, I know it doesn't really work. but how pissed off I was that he was going so slow in the left lane. And, right. You know, I don't know if he was trying to get over to the right lane in front of the other truck. But once I got up on his butt and started high beaming, that didn't change it.
Right.
But, yeah, it is a terrible road.
Well, I learned my lesson. I could promise you that. Mm-hmm. I definitely learned my lesson.
Coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win Caps tickets with the morning matchup. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. These are tickets for Friday night's home game at Capital One Arena, Game 3 against the Rangers. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving, up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Lender. All right, so the Caps lose game one, game two tomorrow night, game three Friday at Capital One Arena. Limited tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, you can visit thefandc.com. Right now, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets.
Can I tell you my buddy who, I'm pretty sure he grew up in like upstate New York. I know he played hockey his whole life, including like into his 50s. Mm-hmm. He said, that guy, that whiner caller, so he's not a Caps fan. He's not a Caps hater, but he's definitely not a Caps fan. He says, complaining about the penalties. A hit in the open ice is called a check. Huh. Doesn't matter what happened 2 weeks ago. Picks happen all the time. When you run into a pick and the guy is 6'7", you're going to get hit in the face.
Yeah, I mean, I know that Malenstein wanted the call, and Carlson was right there, too, and he was griping about it, but I thought that one was more incidental. The one that I have a problem with was the Iorio. It was straight into the boards. He's clearly injured. They allow the play to continue, and they score a goal directly because of a borderline dirty play. Like, the Malenstein one from Rempe, like, whatever. Like, he didn't viciously hit him with the elbow. He was just trying to establish position. He's taller. He's like 6'7". He just caught him with the elbow. I don't think it was intentional.
So,
and that's coming from a Caps fan. Caps fan.
We all watch the games, you know, on Monumental with Joe B and Locker whenever we have the opportunity. My buddy watched it on ESPN, and he said the announcers are pretty neutral in ESPN games. Nobody thought either were penalties for whatever it takes.
Right.
For whatever it's worth, rather.
Yeah, I mean.
All right. Just wanted to say that from an objective third party guy.
Yeah, the one I had the major problem with was the Iorio non-call. Mm-hmm. Because I thought it was a penalty, you know, and I know nothing about hockey, but it looked like it was a penalty to me. And he clearly was injured and he couldn't get up off the ice, and they still let the goal.
Yep.
So
all right, we're gonna play the game.
I can see why they'd have problems.
How are we gonna play it here?
Just going to do a little box score breakdown for your Caps tickets. Who is our first contestant?
All right. Let's go to Larry in D.C. Hey, Larry.
Good morning there, Junks. How are you all?
Hello, Larry.
All right, this is for tickets to Game 3, bro.
That's big. Big
Hopefully
prize.
You were listening sure. earlier because we were talking about it. Spencer Carberry noted that the Capitals need to put more shots on goal. Ovi didn't even record an official shot in the game. Who led the team, though, with six shots?
Was it John Carlson?
It was not. He had five.
That was close.
Nice try, though.
800-636-1067. Although the lines are locked and loaded, who's up next?
Go to Keith in Laurel. Hey, Keith.
Morning, Jonas.
Keith, hello, Keith. We did mention earlier it was not John Carlson. Who led the team with six shots on goal?
Protas.
It was.
There you go.
Alexei Protas.
Congrats.
Enjoy the game on Friday night.
Junkies.
Hopefully it's a win.
All right, buddy. All right, stay on hold. All right, there you go.
How many goals did Protas end up with? Only six this year.
What time is the next? The game is Tuesday.
7 o'clock.
Tuesday,
prime
7 o'clock.
Game.
All right.
Yeah. So I saw this.
Clear my schedule.
I saw this over the weekend, and it made me laugh, and I saw Valdez put it in the outline. John Sterling was the Yankees radio voice for 36 years.
Yeah, for decades.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think he was the radio voice. He might be the TV guy. I'm not sure, because I know Michael Kay is famous for doing Yankees games, too. But Sterling is the guy that's most famous for kind of the cheesy lines, like it's an A-bomb for A-Rod and all that stuff. We talked about it. For Soto, he was calling it a Soto photo. Well, he just kind of retired out of nowhere. He said that it's just he said in retrospect he should have done it like on March 1st.
Yeah.
He's got some health issues or something, right?
It's a grind. I mean, he's an older guy,
yeah,
right?
Baseball's an everyday grind.
I would assume there's got to be health issues, yeah.
I thought they alluded to it.
He just said that he was tired of the grind.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's been doing it for 36 years.
Right.
They honored him.
Yeah.
So they did, kind of a little ceremony for him in front of the home fans.
You think anybody will honor us when we retire?
No.
Or get fired?
Probably not.
Usually it's unceremonious.
Trust me, I'm not expecting anything.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's out there in front of the Yankees logo. He's got his family and everything. And then they're going to give him a gift.
Yep.
They gave him an 83-inch TV.
Some people were joking.
Everybody just thinks it's enough.
In the comments,
I'd love an 83-inch.
That TV costs $243 at Costco. And then other people are like, no, that TV is actually kind of silly. Cost 4K, it's a $4,000 TV.
It just looks kind of nubs. Look, I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to give a guy. If maybe you're supposed to give him like some sort of like World Series ring or something.
I think you hook him with a car.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been with them so long, 36 years, and this is the Yankees. Like, where do they fall on the team valuation chart for all of the teams? The wealth
value?
They're
like they're pretty high up there. United,
probably worth $10 billion. You can buy the guy a nice Mercedes or a Beamer on his way out.
You got YouTube teenagers giving each other Lamborghinis.
Right. Like, you're the
Yankees. They gave him $1,000 Costco.
Let me look up their valuation.
What's the duffel bag full of money that rappers give each other? Honey buns.
Oh, yeah. Honey buns.
Oh, those are called honey buns? Yeah, that's good.
Should have gave him a honey bun.
Well, they got to save their money for Soto.
The Yankees valuation, $7.1 billion.
I'd be sized for 83-inch TV.
I know, I would love it.
But here's the problem.
But like 36 years, ranks a little more
than that. Well, to be fair, they also gave him a jersey.
You can't give him
frame jersey with the amount of games he...
Okay,
whatever. Your gift is going to be...
100,000 of those in the...
But what do you think he wants? I mean, he's 85.
Motorcycle.
Like I said, maybe they give him some sort of ceremonial World Series ring.
He's got World Series ring.
No, you know what you need. This is what they need to do.
We have a World Series ring. You think he doesn't have one?
Right. You make like a little bust of his head or his face outside the broadcast booth, and you honor him that way.
Maybe
But is he the guy that does gift? The gifts just get criticized no matter what.
That's
nowadays.
True. That's a good point.
Is he the guy that does the Yankees win?
Yes.
The
yes.
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 Okay.
He probably rates getting a car. Like I would think.
Maybe because he wasn't that good.
You're the Yankees. You come off looking like, I'm sorry, you look like cheapskates by throwing a TV
out. Did we talk about Iverson's statue and how tiny it was?
Yeah, but yes, we did. It looked tiny, but apparently it fits in with the other statues. Mm-hmm. And he has a bigger statue as well.
Where's the bigger
one? For the context, I'm not sure.
Yeah. That one was kind
of
tiny.
But they have a bunch of tiny statues of their top guys. set up somewhere.
Right. All right. All right. If you say so.
But it was done to scale.
But you are right. I mean, any gift they give him, unless it's a $5 million check, he's going to get criticized. The Yankees are going
to
get criticized.
I mean, they should have. You know what they should have done? Talk to Mr. Beast. That guy knows how to give gifts or get people.
That's what happens when you have to get a gift and you have like a short deadline.
Which is why you panic. You go to Costco.
Yeah, which is why I always try to draw names if we ever do Secret Santa after Thanksgiving.
Because you want to have time.
I mean, you couldn't send a front office lackey out with the Yankees credit card to the BMW dealership or the Mercedes dealership. Say,
give him a car.
Go pick up John Sterling a car. Put it on our tab. We're the friggin' Yankees.
On a different note, we mentioned Caitlin Clark signing the Nike deal last week. Which deal do you take here? All right.
Mm-hmm. I'd take either blind, but go ahead.
Badenhausen tweeted this out. These were the sneaker brand offers for Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
Adidas, $6 million, 4 years.
Hold on. Per year, or that's a total?
Total.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Under Armour.
Terrible offer.
Under Armour, $16 million, 4 years.
Okay, that's much better.
So that's four per.
So that goes from 1.5 to 4 million per.
Mm-hmm. And then Nike, 28 million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
8 years.
So that's under 4 million.
But it's an 8-year deal.
I take the 28 million.
I take the Under Armour deal. I bet on myself. I take the higher dollar figure, and I know I'm gonna get a bigger bite at the apple next time.
You're gonna get marketed better by Nike, probably, and it's guaranteed $28 million.
And don't you always preach lottery money up front?
I do. That's true.
So this is money up front.
Well, it's not necessarily
up front.
They're
not paying you all $28 million up front.
It's just guaranteed.
I'm gonna take the bigger nut early, and I'm gonna get a second bite at the apple when I'm 27.
But you got
yeah. But what if the blooms off the rose on Caitlin Clark? Like she's old news. She's not hot property.
No, betting on myself.
She did take the Nike deal, right?
Yes,
she did. Yeah.
That's what she did. Honestly, she did the right thing.
I don't
know. Caitlin. As much as we love Caitlin Clark, remember all these like little league female pitchers that capture everyone's attention and get on the cover of Sports Illustrated, then you never hear from them again.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
I take $4 million per from the UA. That might be some Under Armour bias.
Yeah, that's Under Armour bias.
Do you see that they moved, that's not a surprise, they moved the Mystics Fever game to Cap 1 June 7th.
That's the biggest.
Yeah, we talked about
that. I knew that was happening as soon as she was drafted. Every team is going to do that. If they play in a smaller arena,
they should, they're going to shift it. At least for that first year,
They're going to shift it to a 20,000-seater that's close the small venue.
How many people actually go.
All right, it is NFL draft week, boys. The draft is Thursday. We've talked hours and hours and hours of Jaden Daniels versus Drake May, but it's getting to crunch time. We will give you the latest on what Jaden Daniels is saying, what Adam Schefter is saying. Stick with us. We'll talk NFL draft next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.